Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are the people of the Anointed One. We are the Christians, your servants, and on behalf of the Anointed One, on behalf of the Christ, the Messiah, the Lord of Glory, we stand under Him. We stand in submission to Him. We stand under the banner of the cross and under the blood today to ask you, Father, more than ever, pour out your Spirit upon the nations, O God. In the name of Jesus, from the west to the east, from the north to the south, we prophesy another pouring out of the Holy Spirit among the nations, oh God, among the nations in Asia, among the nations in Europe, among the nations of Africa, among the nations of North and South America, among the nations of the Pacific, among the nations, oh God, pour out your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, we prophesy life, oh God, life among the nations, life among the nations. We prophesy, Lord, that the dry bones of the nations will rise again and stand as an army with banner, an army of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we prophesy laborers, we prophesy workers, we prophesy the release of the funds needed to mobilize these workers. We prophesy godly and Christ-like leadership. We prophesy the grace of God upon His people. We prophesy unity among the leaders. We prophesy oneness in Jesus' name. We prophesy the apostles, the pastors, the evangelists, the prophets, the teachers, to mobilize the people of God at such a time as this. We prophesy a worldwide move of God once again in our day, oh God. Let it be, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we prophesy in Jesus' name that the people of God once again will be one in holiness and in purity and in focus and in the purposes of God in Jesus' name.
Us. There's such a destiny on you, on us together, to be a catalyst for spiritual revolution, to bring an extraordinary and supernatural unity to the body of Christ. You're praying into history. You are right.